said you didn't do romance.
I don't.
I don't think that's romantic.
Dear Laura, roses are red, but no. Dear Laura, I have a question.
It's time for Letters to Laura on Star 98.
All right, here we go with another Letter to Laura. By the way, just for the record, you can always send a letter to Laura through star98.net. We do it every Wednesday for you right around 7:40. This one coming from Carrie. She wants to know about starting as friends and making that friendship into romance. She's been friends with this guy for like 3 years. Just friends. Nothing sexual, nothing romantic. And then something just happened about a week ago where they had an intimate situation, and then it was a little awkward after, and she's wondering whether or not she should pursue this romance or if they're just better off friends. And that's kind of where we're at with this Letters to Laura here this morning. So what are your thoughts on friendship?
It's a little late now, isn't it? Right?
Friendship to romance.
If we're being honest, yeah, you can't really wind it back from that. Like, it's been done, right?
Yeah, that's true. But now do you pursue it? Or do you just say, hey, that was a mistake. Let's just go back to the way it was. Can you? I don't know.
That's the thing. I don't know that it really ever just goes back. So I think when you have those relationships before it reaches that level of whatever it was that happened between the two of them, I think you really have to ask yourself, is this friendship something that I really want to pursue into a romantic situation? Because I think once that line is crossed, it really never goes. Like, you can say, oh, no, we're just better off as friends. We're going to go back to that. But does it really ever just go back to that? Or is one person always, and maybe you're the person who's like, yeah, it can go back to that. Well, then you're probably not the person who is really, really wanting it to be something more, because the chances of it ever just completely going back to no hard feelings, no jealousy issues, no weirdness, it's very, very small that really happens. So do you want to risk losing that friendship? Mm-hmm. Then, and maybe it's meant to be. A lot of relationships start out as friendships and grow into these really beautiful.
Yep, exactly. And that's where I was going to get, because I looked after we got the letter. I'm like, let me dig a little deeper here. And a new study found that two-thirds of couples started out as friends. And so on average, people said that they like knew each other for like 1 to 2 years before they became more than friends. So it seems to be a trend that is happening more often. You know, you're with somebody, you're like a boyfriend, girlfriend situation, and then sometimes it just doesn't work out and you go back to your platonic friend, and that sometimes then turns into the romance. So it's interesting, but I found it very interesting that two-thirds of couples started out that way as friends and then turned into, what it is now. It could be a marriage, could be just a romantic relationship.
Yeah, I mean, to start out with a basis of friendship and then move that into, say, a marriage, or, even just to move it up to the dating and hopes that it turns into a marriage, I think that is a really beautiful thing. Mm-hmm. But if you are really, really good friends and you're just kind of like, I don't know, maybe there's something there, you really have to ask yourself, is this friendship worth destroying?
Right.
Because it might.
It could.
And if it doesn't turn into a marriage, it may never go back to that friendship. So you really have to look at that.
It really is messy. Yeah, it really is. Could be potentially a messy situation. Thank you for the letter, Carrie. Steve and Laura.